Food and Friends with Peak of the Markets, Larry McIntosh on 680 CJOB.
Good morning, Manitoba. I am Larry McIntosh, and I'll be your host for the next hour and every Saturday morning from 8 to 9. Thank you for tuning in. For all of you that are involved in school or daycare fundraising, I hope you've registered for the Farm to School Manitoba Fundraiser. This fundraiser is open to all Manitoba schools and licensed daycares anywhere in our province. Basically, the fundraiser works like this. The students sell bundles of Manitoba-grown vegetables to raise money for their school or daycare. Bundle A has carrots, cooking onions, and red potatoes and sells for $10. Bundle B has larger packs of carrots, red potatoes, and cooking onions, as well as green cabbage and parsnips, and sells for $20. Each bundle comes with a reusable bag that is great for grocery shopping. The great thing about this fundraiser is that the school or daycare keeps half the selling price, a 50% profit, which is great for any fundraiser. Last year, this fundraiser raised over $400,000 for Manitoba schools and daycares, and that's what the schools and daycares kept, over $400,000. This fundraiser runs until December 12th and is open to any school or daycare anywhere in Manitoba. And our growers will take care of getting delivery, whether it's by truck or by train or by plane. We'll get it to your community. If you're interested in getting more information on the Farm to School fundraiser or to register your school or daycare, please visit farmtoschoolmanitoba.ca or just visit our website, and there's a link there at peakmarket.com. My guest this morning is Danny Kramer from the Danny Kramer Dance Band. Good morning, Danny.
Great to be here, Larry.
How you doing?
Excellent.
Are you used to being up this early in the morning?
This is, as a musician, this is quite unusual. Usually going to bed maybe just a couple hours from...
you're used to playing all hours, I assume.
We used to, yeah, over the years. Wow, getting home 5, 6 in the morning sometimes. Not anymore. I'm, more legitimate music now. So,
oh,
yeah,
I see.
Less so.
Well, before we went on the show, you told me the Danny Kramer Event Band is what you were called last time on the show, which is about 2.5 years ago. It's a while back. Yeah. You've now changed it to Dance Band.
Yeah, Danny Kramer Dance Band. We found that so many people were just referring to us as that. Mm-hmm. They just say, hey, the Danny Kramer Dance Band. So I guess Event Band was a little of a mouthful. You still see it on online, though, and stuff. So sometimes we're introduced as that, but I just prefer Danny Kramer Dance Band now.
You just want to, you don't mind what they call you as long as they call you.
Is just call me.
Expression, I guess. Sorry.
Just call us. We're
that's
happy.
A really old joke, I think. So tell us a little bit about what you do.
Well, I have a corporate wedding band, and so we'll perform for corporate events that sometimes are fundraisers, sometimes they're celebrations, anniversaries, and of course, we also play for weddings. And of course, we played for your wedding, which is beautiful.
Thank you.
I just love it. I was thinking about this at Simon Cowell and stuff will say to people, you sound like a wedding singer, like it's an insult and stuff. And to be honest with you, it's something that I just absolutely love. I love performing at weddings, and I've been so lucky to do it. And,
do you know how long ago our wedding was? 1,009 days. I wouldn't expect you to remember that, but every day is an anniversary. We celebrate every day, so it's 1,009. We sometimes get free desserts by celebrating anniversaries. Sorry to interrupt, but you're a wedding singer, yes.
Yeah, so it's been awesome. I love that, and we get to play really, really positive events. You know, weddings are beautiful, and the corporate events we play are usually for great celebratory things and places that raise a lot of money, the hospitals and... we do children's rehab, HSC we've done, we do just so many, and even for the arts, MTC, Manitoba Opera, things like that. And so we see them raising money for wonderful funds, for wonderful causes and great things, and we get to be a part of that. So
I assume amazing. At some point you're going to get to the Peak of the Market annual charity fundraising dinner.
We actually got that coming up.
November,
yeah.
Yeah, you did last year as well, and you're back again this year by popular demand.
Well, that's a case in point, though, isn't it? I mean, what a party that was last year, and that's where I work. It's like I get to go to these places. Everybody's so happy, I'm playing with wonderful musicians. We get to play whatever kind of music we want that spans, 70 years of music. We're not stuck in one genre, and the people give you applause and they love you. We get to just hang out and just do what we do, and we love it. It's like sometimes it's just funny. We look back at some of the days when gigs weren't so great, weren't so fun, a long time ago, and you do these, and like that event last year was just stellar. Like, it was just fun.
And I think I read on your website, which is very good, by the way, it's 40s up to today's top 40s. I mean, that covers a lot of songs and different types of songs.
Yeah, we do. And that's the beauty of it. Like I say, when you're in a classic rock band kind of thing, you play classic rock. Because we're in this and we play such wide varieties of music. So, for example, this summer we did a wedding for the bride and groom were in the mid-20s, a little younger than normal we play, but mid-20s. And the next night we played a 50-year wedding wedding anniversary. Mm-hmm. So everybody's in their 70s, 80s, even late 80s and stuff. And we had music for both parties, and they loved it. So it's really exciting, exhilarating. Nothing stops us from learning new songs. So right now we're on a top 40 phase. We're just adding a bunch of new top 40. And I was just working on that today, early last night. I went to finally, that's why it was 6 in the morning for you. So dispersing charts at that time. So, yeah.
So you are open to learning songs. If somebody has a particular song, I know you learned a Michael Bublé song for our wedding, but you're open to doing that for?
All the time. Yeah. Sometimes people's requests, like whenever you make a request to the band, we pride ourselves in knowing a lot of requests. We have like 900 songs, but sometimes when we don't know them, I always make a note of them. And because sometimes, you know, it's a song I might not be familiar with or something I've forgotten about. And so all of a sudden I get two requests for a song. I say, you know, we got to really look at this thing and we'll add them. So, you know, you have a lot of people out there with great taste, and then they tell us what they want. So it's like their show. So we get to customize it for them.
900 songs?
Yeah, just under. Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's incredible. I remember the days in the rock bands, you'd have 35 songs and you'd work so hard, you'd practice 6 weeks for that and to finally get that. And we have 900 songs, just under.
That has to be a bit of a challenge, knowing that many songs, and you don't play them all every night, obviously.
No.
But playing them well, and we've been to, Shelley and I have been many your events, and they're flawless. I mean, you wouldn't know that you don't play that every single night.
Well, we have an advantage, and that is that we have charts for the back line musicians, you know, bass, drums, keys, guitar, the horn players. And so that's great. So we have it there for them. And when we need them, if they're readers, they can play them flawlessly. And the singers, we know those songs. So it's incumbent upon us to really know them, know our harmonies. And that makes it exciting. You never get bored in a job like ours, you know. You see some bands play the same songs all the time, and they look so bored and stuff. We don't have a chance for that. No.
We'll be right back with Danny Kramer of the Danny Kramer Dance Band after we take this break for your CJOB weather update. Welcome back to Food and Friends. I hope you've had an opportunity to see our new Sesame Street potato bags. They're bright and colorful and feature some of your favorite characters, Elmo, Big Bird, Bert, Ernie, Grover, Oscar, and Abby. Along with the characters, you'll see the Peak of the Market logo, so you're guaranteed it is grown right here in Manitoba. We're very pleased to partner with Sesame Street on their Eat Brighter program, so please check out the bags when you're at your local store. I also want to encourage you to drive by Peak of the Market at 1200 King Edward Street to see our Sesame Street characters in our building. It's 150 feet long, and it's not very often you see a big bird that's 18 feet tall. We've had people stopping by already and getting their photos with it. So that's 1200 King Edward Street. Drop by anytime. We're back with Danny Kramer from the Danny Kramer Dance Band.
Is it?
I was making a dance band. Welcome back.
Great to be here.
How are we doing?
Excellent.
Really so good. This week, Thursday this week, they announced the 2015 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame nominees.
Oh, did they?
Did you know that?
I didn't.
Oh, I missed it, see?
Oh.
And I have to say, there's a whole bunch, and you can go online and vote for these, and I guess they're getting the awards next year, and this is in Cleveland, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And I have to tell you, I haven't heard of most of these groups.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna pass it over to you here, you can't see it on radio, but these groups, have you actually heard of, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Name them off.
Well, you got Paul Butterfield Blues Band, that's from way back, Chic. Or Chic.
Do you do all these songs?
Yeah. Well, Chic, didn't they do Les Freaks, maybe? It could be.
Oh, I think you're right. Yeah.
Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. I'm amazed she's not in already. The Marvelettes. Wow, going back. Nine Inch Nails. Yeah. That's rock. Yeah.
Sting, I've heard of.
Sting. I can't believe he's not in. Yeah. Wow. This is pretty old. Bill Withers. War. Yeah. Stevie Ray Vaughan. The Spinners. Yeah.
See, I don't know a lot about music, but when that came out on Thursday, I thought, well, here's something I could bring.
Yeah, that's really, I'm just looking at this, I'm amazed that some of these people weren't in. Like, it's amazing. Lou Reed is just going in.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I don't know if they're going in. I think the people vote on it, I think is the way it works
on the
website.
Okay.
I think, and it's next year, but don't quote me on it. You can check out the website.
Oh, you're right. Hall of Fame nominees.
Yeah.
There you go. Okay.
Just announced this week. Yeah, Breaking news of sorts, right?
That is really cool. Yeah.
So let's get back to you. So you do dances, you do weddings, you do corporate events.
Yep.
What's your breakdown? Would you say half and half, or is it mostly weddings? Or?
About half and half. Maybe 60% corporate type of thing. And, you know, because it's not just fundraisers. Also, you know, it could be anniversary parties, holiday parties, Christmas parties. We've had team building when we do Rock the Mic, you know, where people come and sing. It's like live band karaoke. So we've had that for team building things corporately. And We've even done lately, this year we did two anniversaries, actually, of people that were already married, but it was their, in this case, 20-year anniversary, and one was 25 years. So, yeah, so anniversaries too, but it's a nice breakdown of having both.
What's your favorite? What kind of event is your favorite?
You know, they're both so great. I mean, I love the fact in weddings you're getting to see it at the wellspring. It's what you're seeing, really, such caring and love. We get to be involved when we hear these speeches. And you see in slideshows of the groom a lot of times, or movies, when he's five and there he is, he's trying to skate and something, or the little girl in dance class, and there they are getting married. You're allowed an intimacy within a family that I take really seriously, I think is an honor. And so when we get to actually perform it, that's wonderful. Yet then you go to corporate, if we're doing a fundraiser and they're raising, all of a sudden at the end of the thing, maybe a week later, you find out they raised, you know, $100,000, $200,000, $300,000 for these wonderful causes.
Amazing, yeah.
And you see the people there. It's so funny. We get applause, right? We're on stage. Meanwhile, the volunteers and people doing, have been working indefatigably for the last year. And this is the moment where they unveil it all. And I've seen such amazing philanthropy for these causes that it's humbling. You see this stuff. I saw somebody at a fundraiser for a hospital bid $5,000 on nothing at an auction. He bid $5,000. Guy put it up. He says, "Look, if you buy something, you have to take it home, and you got to get in the van. You get somebody to pick it up. Who wants to bid $5,000 on nothing?" And they had all these bidders. It went, who wants to bid $1,500, then $2,000, then $3,000, whatever it was. And it became $5,000 on nothing for the cause. And it was amazing.
People are incredibly generous, especially in Manitoba. I've lived all over Canada. In Manitoba, there's no place else I've seen that's as generous as we have.
I fully believe it. If people knew, because I see the people at multiple events, and you see a lot of the same people, and I don't know what the numbers are. Is it 5,000 people? Is it 4,000? I don't know. But there's these people that men and women are keeping so many causes alive and healthy, and they're doing such good work, and you never hear about them. You know, you see them at these events, but they're not in the paper about it. They're not, you know, and it's beautiful to see. It's wonderful. So you ask me, what do I like better? You know, in the moment, when I'm at a wedding, if you ask me, this is my favorite. And if I'm at a corporate event where they're doing such great work, I'd say that too. You know, it's hard to choose.
And in the next half hour, we're going to get to know you a little bit more and a little bit of your background. We're going to have to take a break here shortly, but we're going to play some of your music as we go into the break. So we're with Danny Kramer, the Danny Kramer Dance Band. And here's a little bit of music from Danny.
Like a legend of a phoenix, it all ends with beginning. What keeps this planet spinning? The force of love beginning. Yeah.
Welcome back to Food and Friends. It's time for our recipe segment called Now We're Cooking. You don't need to write this recipe down, as it is today's recipe of the day at peakmarket.com and in the Winnipeg Sun. So all the information is on our website or today's Winnipeg Sun. Today's recipe is carrot rita soup. Carrot rita soup. Here's what you need for the recipe. 1 cup of plain yogurt, 2/3 cups of grated cucumber, 1/4 cup of red onion minced. For best results, use Manitoba red onions. 1 tablespoon of lemon juice and 1 teaspoon of ground cumin. For the soup, 1 tablespoon of olive oil, 1 medium onion chopped. Again, Manitoba's best. 4 cups of carrots chopped, 5 cups of vegetable or chicken broth, and salt and pepper to taste. To make the rita, in a small bowl, mix together the yogurt, cucumbers, onion, lemon juice, and cumin. Chill until serving time. To make the soup, in a saucepan, heat the oil over medium heat, then add the onions and saute until softened. Then add the carrots and the broth and bring to a boil. Reduce the heat and simmer uncovered until the carrots are tender. Then in a blender, puree the soup into batches until smooth. Return to the saucepan and heat until hot, and add the salt and pepper to taste. Serve soup with a spoonful of rita on top, and this recipe serves 5. And so you can see why I say check out today's Winnipeg Sun or peakmarket.com, because that's a lot of information. And certainly we love it when there's vegetables in there. We had Manitoba carrots, Manitoba cooking onions, and Manitoba red onions. So they're all available at your store right now. All the recipes in the newspaper or in the website site have both metric and imperial measurements. We'll be right back with Danny Kramer from the Danny Kramer Dance Band after we take this break for your 680 CJOB News, Sports, and Weather. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Food and Friends. Peak of the Market has a mobile app that works on your smartphone, including the iPhone 6 or your iPad. It's available free through Apple, Android, or BlackBerry World app stores or via peakmarket.com. For every person who downloads the free Peak Recipes app by October 31st, Peak of the Market growers will donate 20 pounds of fresh vegetables, up to 1 million pounds, to the Winnipeg Harvest Food Bank. So only 13 days left to help out the food bank. So if you haven't downloaded it yet, all you have to do is go to one of those websites and search for Peak Recipes. And here's a few features that we have on our app. Over 4,000 recipes at your fingertips. No internet connection required. So once you've downloaded, it doesn't take a lot of space on your phone or iPad, but once it's there, it doesn't ever have to go back to the internet. It's all right on your phone. The recipe search using any combination of keywords like potatoes, beef or chicken, or ingredients or meal types like dinner or lunch. You can add recipes to a shopping list and check the items off as you shop. You can add notes to the recipe like needs less salt, Larry's favorite, whatever it might be. You can resize the font on the recipe directions if you want to be able to read it easier. And one of my favorite features is there's no in-app advertising. So once you get the app, there's no ads popping up. We're not trying to sell you anything. It's strictly about recipes. We're all very pleased with our new mobile app, so please download it and try it. And we know there's tens of thousands of apps out there, but give it a try. You'll be helping out Winnipeg Harvest if you do it by the end of the month. And if you don't like it, hey, you can delete it. We'll still donate the 20 pounds to Winnipeg Harvest. We're back with Danny Kramer from the Danny Kramer Dance Band. So that was a lot of information about. Do you have our mobile app? Have you downloaded it yet?
I do.
Yeah. Well, fantastic. Thank you.
Yeah, we do. I'm a fan. I love these recipes. I love it too because what you're just talking there makes you think of it. Wow, I never thought of making something like that. That'd be really fun.
Good. So I want to ask this question about Wendy and the Turtles. Now that sounds like a group to some people.
Wendy and the Turtles.
We're not talking about a group here.
Tell us
about Wendy and the Turtles.
Well, my wife Wendy bought her first turtle with her birthday money when she was 10, and those little tiny Red Ear sliders, and that was 25 years ago, and then of course about 6 months later she got a second turtle, which was Squirt. First one's Bubbles, and they grew and grew, and now they're house pets, and she had them walking around the house, and she discovered when she was a little girl that like one time she forgot to put them in their aquarium and overnight, so she fell asleep, and they had said, oh, you can't do that, they'll get sick or things like that, and they didn't. She's went, well, that's okay then. So she started letting them just really be domesticated, and they walk around the house like cats and dogs, and like yesterday both of them were under a heat lamp and there was the cat snuggled up with them, and they all get along great, and they communicate with us, they let us know, and like a dog, so they want to, you know, get in their tubs and they let us know, and it's really funny. I'm standing there today and as they got up, and then Bubbles came over to my foot, put his foot on my foot, and that tells me that says let me into the tubs. So they're really cool. They're really fun.
How old are they?
25.
Really?
Yeah, 24 and 25.
Wow.
Yeah, never worked a day in their lives.
Good life.
Yeah.
Well, I know you've told me the story about one of them watches TV.
Yep, Bubbles watches TV.
Yeah,
Bubbles watches TV, and last night was really funny because Bubbles was on his TV watching pillow. The other turtle doesn't really watch TV, and our cat, we got him cat things for the iPad. It's birds, so so the cat was watching the birds. Bubbles is watching TV with us. I'm going, this probably isn't happening anywhere in Winnipeg except with us right now. So
possibly Manitoba, possibly all of Manitoba,
all of Manitoba. Yeah,
it's a neat story, and you've had them for 25 years. I didn't realize it was that long.
Wendy had them, yeah. And so that was part. That was part of the package. I had to pass the turtle test when we started dating. So they're adorable though. It's been really nice.
Let's get back to the dance band. So we talked in the last half hour, you do songs from the 40s right up to today. You have almost 900 songs. Mm. You can't possibly carry that many music sheets with you. So you've used technology, eh?
We do. And we're one of the only bands in Canada that I'm aware of that uses, they're called music pads. And we have them all computerized so we can get to them extremely fast. And that's what makes it doable. When I got to about 300 songs and they're in binders, then it started being bad because somebody might make a request. It could take a minute and a half finding the song. So we couldn't do that. So then this technology came out and we do it. It allows us to get to a song like you pull up anything on a computer, if super fast, and then it's just great. It's seamless. you know.
So each one of the musicians has that one of those in front of them?
Well, that's the other nice thing. Communication on a stage, when I have, say, 11 or 12 musicians on stage, I have to tell them what the next song is. With this one, I only have to tell two people because he's triggering, and it sends the signal to the other guy's computer monitors. They don't even have to turn pages. So they just are there, and it's showing up like just a computer monitor. It's changed everything for us. It'll be the future. I mean, in 5 years, nobody's going to be using sheet music in paper anymore, I don't think. So it's been very freeing. But that's what we want. We always want to find the newest ways, you know, discovering that when somebody's standing on the dance floor, 30 seconds goes by, that's like 2 hours, you know. Mm-hmm. You want to keep that party going, keep that energy going so people don't start looking at their watches and want to go home. We want to make sure that there's just high energy, just go, 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 you know.
And I was going to say that because people request songs, which is great, but if you have to look them up, you have to talk to everybody about
it,
you lose a little bit of momentum, right?
Exactly. We don't want that. So they can literally, somebody calls a song, I don't know, I'll pick an Elvis song. It's Now or Never. We just put ITS. Boom, there it comes up. Anything with that kind of thing in it. So you just click on it. We can have it in 6 seconds, you know. So it's nice and fast. So it's been great because I believe that everything in these parties, whether it's lighting, whether it's, the song choice, of course, but how you convey those songs in the space in between, keeping it personal. It's not a concert, but all those little things, if you bundle them up together, you have a great show.
Yeah. And do you, I've often wondered this, and Shelley and I go to a fair amount of dinners and dances, mm-hmm. and charity events, and there's some people that seem to be better at it than others, but can you read the crowd? Can you feel the age of the crowd? Do you feel what they're doing? Is it time for a slow one? Is it time for a fast one? How do you monitor
that? I fully feel that, and that's a great question, because I believe some bands will make a set list, and that's a big mistake. I believe that you need to come in, when I always show up, you know, say an hour before we play, after we're set up, and I'll walk through the crowd, and I see what's the vibe like, you know, what's the age? If it's a wedding, you're going to have older relatives more in the beginning and stuff. So now I'm thinking, okay, I see these people, I see a particularly young crowd, or I'm at a graduation, let's say we're playing a grad, and you see a lot of the people are at the bar, the younger people at the bar, and maybe their parents or the faculty is there. So now I'll play for them for a bit. Once the kids are done that talking and stuff, they're going to come over and want to really hit it. So that's the ebb and flow of a night is so important. It's a program director, like you have at radio mm-hmm. stations. It's to do it right is important. You can ruin a night with the wrong song choices. Yeah.
And people start leaving or losing interest or whatever. It's a talent, and you certainly have it, and I'll give you full credit for that.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. And we're going to hear a little bit of Danny Kramer's dance band as we go out to the break. We'll be right back after this break.
What would I do without your small mouth drawing me in and you kicking me out? Got my head spinning, no kidding, I can't pin you down. What's going on in that beautiful mind? I'm on your magical mystery ride, and I'm so dizzy, don't know what hit me, but I'll be alright.
Welcome back to Food and Friends. Just a reminder that the municipal election is coming up this Wednesday, October 22nd. I want to encourage everyone to vote on Wednesday for whatever candidates you choose, but please vote. It's a privilege to live in our country, and then we have the right to vote. Let's exercise that right and get out and vote on Wednesday. We're back with Danny Kramer from the Danny Kramer Dance Band. Welcome back. So we're talking off air, but I read an article not too long ago that you were at the Canadian Museum for Human Rights on the gala dinner before the night of opening. Tell us a little bit about that.
For me, it was one of the highlights of my career. It was such an honor to be asked to play that. I sang a theme song for the Friends of the Canadian Museum of Human Rights, and I got to sing that at their unveiling of the plans for the museum, which was 9 years ago.
Okay.
I sang it a few different times, different fundraisers, just myself, and they asked me to do it at the actual night of the donors that gave $1 million or more. All the donors were important to them, even somebody give, you know, a dollar. But these people were, you know, out of $110 million privately raised, $105 came from Manitoba. And so to honor these people, they were there, and I got to sing with a 100-person choir, and they were unbelievably talented.
100 people?
100 people, me and a piano player, Rick Bowden, and we got to come out there and sing for the people, and the choir, the Echo Choir, and the Rainbow Harmony Project came out, and they, as I started singing, and then they came on the second level and they surrounded the people, the whole body, and so it was like three-dimensional. They were surrounded by this gorgeous harmonies that these people did. Their choir director was unbelievable. And what an honor, though, like to be able to sing. And it's a beautiful song called When We Build Upon a Dream, written by Olaf Pitlick. And it was just one of those moments, you know, you just get tingles. And it was truly impactful to see this dream that I just saw as a little model at mm-hmm. one point 9 years ago, to see it there and to see these people who did it. And once again, talking about philanthropy, seeing a lot of the same people that I see at the other events raising a lot of funds for these things. And once again, we don't know about it. There they are having their dinner, and they're just happy to be there and to do a great thing like that. So what an honor. I'll tell you, I've had some great moments in my career that I'm very proud of, and that's right at the top for me. I just was so proud to be home and to see this and to be part of it in a small way, just to be part of it.
Yeah. That must have been an amazing feeling.
I couldn't believe it. Going there, I just felt so humble and proud, and just saying, wow, I can't believe that this moment, you know, I get to be the voice for this, and I just so happy, so proud.
Good for you, and rightly so.
Thank you.
You also do a lot of work with Wally Larson, don't you?
Well, I've had a long history with Wally, and we actually showcased many years ago in New York City. I was approved by Capitol Records USA, turned down in Canada, but it all worked out for the best. I had great working relationship with him. I was on his debut CD. I sang a song called God Bless the Child, and it went national. 6.5 minute song. It went national. They played it in Winnipeg. They played it extensively right across the country. And then I went on my way, and I meet up with Wally, and his career is going phenomenally well. And now he's back with us when he's not on tour with his own music. And he's doing so well. One of his songs from his last CD just charted on the Billboard 100 Smooth Jazz charts. Oh. And so now he's back with us, and it's just so great back with him. And I'm looking at Rick Boughton back there, and Keys, of course, Jordan Jackie. We all worked with Wally. John Irvin on bass. It's the guys we showcased with. And so it feels so great looking back there and seeing these stellar musicians, great people and great friends, you know, to be able to have that on stage along with great musicianship, that extra layer. But man, working with Wally, what a treat, you know.
At what point in your childhood did you decide you wanted to do this for a living?
I think, you know, my dad played piano, and I have a picture on my website, on my blog, actually, about, I call it the comet's tail, how long the trajectory is by the time you see somebody on stage, like a comet, that long tail, mm-hmm. how all the events. I was, you know, probably at 5, but it wasn't really until, I was playing piano a little bit at 5 and trying to do this stuff, and I knew I wanted to do something, I think, in showbiz, but it really was, I'm a John Taylor Collegiate grad, and I sang at a talent show that they had at Christmas, and I didn't know how I would be received, and I was just playing me and a piano, and I got this amazing ovation type of thing that stunned me. I had no expectation. In fact, I thought I was in big trouble because I was following a rock band, and it was at that moment something happened. And you know, about 3 years later, somebody came and gave me, of course, at the time, cassette tape. Somebody came and gave me the cassette tape of that moment, because it was that moment that changed everything for me. And I said, you know, I think I want to do this. Like, I think maybe I can do something with this.
Any regrets?
Of being in music?
Yeah.
None. If I could do it again, I would do it again. Yeah. I would absolutely do it again. You know, I say to young musicians, the scene is very different if you're starting out now than when I was starting. So yeah, get an education. There's no doubt about it, but follow your passion. And I don't believe there's anything I would have found as much joy or fit as well as this. And, you know, I'm trying out for a recording career and things like that. Coming to this type of thing, it actually fits me best. My skill set and my joy. I really feel I am where I should be, and that's a great feeling. You know, you're not saying, oh man, I shoulda, coulda, not coulda. I wouldn't change a thing with that, you
Perfect.
Know. So I'm really at ease when it comes to that, and I get to go, like I say, go to work and for wonderful people in great environments.
And I have to say, you, like probably most of the guests on Food and Friends, I think this is episode 207 we've done since we went on the air, but most people have that passion that certainly I'm attracted to, because it's excitement. It's when you talk about what you do, it's infectious.
Well, you know, and I think that's where you're lucky if you are able to do where you fit in, where you believe you would fit into doing a job. And you, when you can fit a passion with a job, I really believe you're very lucky. And it doesn't have to be the arts. It could be a truck driver. It could be carpentry. It could be a lawyer. It could be whatever you want to be.
Selling vegetables.
Yeah. You're obviously passionate about it. And if you can meld those two, And then you really, you know, if you can make a living at it, you have a great chance to have joy when it doesn't feel like work. When you look at the clock, when we're playing and I want to get through so many songs, and I'll look and I'll think, okay, that must be 45 minutes. And all of a sudden I'll look, it's an hour and 20 minutes. Sometimes I'll do a 2-hour set. The band is like, oh no, come on, Danny, another song. But they're great sports. They want to play too. But it's time just flies and flies. So you know you're doing it right when time just becomes, it doesn't matter. It just dissipates. And 5 minutes, all of a sudden 20 minutes goes by. It feels like five, you know.
We'll be right back with Danny Kramer of the Danny Kramer Dance Band after this break. Welcome back to Food and Friends. Please join me next Saturday when my guest will be Colleen Dick from Gorp Energy Bars. If you haven't tried one of Colleen's energy bars, you have to. They're Manitoba-made and available at many stores throughout Manitoba. My guest today has been Danny Kramer from the Danny Kramer Dance Band. This has been a lot of fun.
I had a blast. I can't believe it's gone so fast.
So we keep saying your website. If people are interested in getting information, more information on a book, you whatever, what's the website?
It's DannyKramer.com, and Kramer is spelled, Remark spelled backwards. So it's Kramer with a K. So it's DannyKramer.com.
Remark spelled backwards.
Remark spelled backwards. Easy to remember.
Wow. This has been a lot of fun, and I know it's early in the morning for you, and I appreciate that. But thank you for being on Food and Friends.
Thank you. And thank you for not making me sing this early. Thanks.
Thank you to Nicole, our show's producer, and Chad, the camera guy. Take care, and please don't forget to eat your veggies.